Have you ever been there? You know, standing on the tee, picturing that perfect shot, and then whoosh, a gust of wind, or maybe the ball sitting awkwardly, and your confidence just
Oh,
evaporates.
definitely. Golf is such a head game, isn't it? That mental side, the confidence, it can be the decider.
It really can, more than the physical sometimes, I think.
Absolutely. How you bounce back when things don't go perfectly to plan, that's often the difference.
Exactly. And that's precisely what we're diving into today, how to improve golf confidence. We've got this really comprehensive South African guide. It's great because South Africa offers such an incredible variety of golfing
A
landscapes.
perfect testing ground, you could say.
Right. So our mission is to pull out some practical, usable strategies, maybe even a few surprising insights from this guide that can help you lift your game no matter where you play. We'll use the South African context to explore these universal challenges and opportunities.
And we're going deep. It's not just about the swing. We'll be looking at, how different courses demand different skills, the power of getting your head right, optimizing your gear.
Yeah, learning from the pros, and even stuff people might overlook, like understanding the local golf culture and connecting with other players.
We want to find those little nuggets, those aha moments that can really make a difference for you.
Okay, let's get into it. So, confidence on the course. A massive part of that is being adaptable, right? And South Africa, wow, it's like a masterclass in adaptability. Let's start with handling those variable conditions.
Yeah, the guide really emphasizes this. Playing courses with genuinely different challenges is huge for your confidence. Think about those stunning coastal links courses like Fancourt or Pinnacle Point.
Incredible places.
Absolutely gorgeous, but that wind, it's something else. The guide points out that every time you manage a decent shot in that kind of unpredictable wind, it's not just technically good, it's a win for your head.
Oh.
Well, your brain basically logs it as, okay, I faced that, I adapted, I did it. It reinforces that belief in yourself, that self-efficacy. It creates this positive feedback loop. You're literally training your mind to believe you can handle whatever comes your way.
So it's mental muscle memory almost.
Exactly. And it's not just the wind. Those coastal courses often have those, really tricky undulating
Oh,
greens.
yeah. Lots of slopes and bumps.
Right. Getting good at reading those, judging the pace and the break, that sharpens your whole putting game, which obviously helps confidence everywhere.
Okay, so that's the coast. What about further inland? Maybe high altitude courses?
Good question. Mastering different types of layouts is another key piece. So you move inland, maybe somewhere like Royal Johannesburg in Kensington, lush, tree-lined. Precision becomes really important there.
A different kind of challenge.
Totally. And then you go up high, like in the Drakensberg Mountains. The air's thinner. The ball just flies further.
Ah, so you need to recalibrate everything.
You got it. You have to adjust your club selection, your distances. And every time you hit one that goes just right, maybe even further than you expected, boom, another little confidence boost. Plus, dealing with the sometimes wild weather up there, it makes you mentally tougher, more ready for pressure anywhere.
Makes sense. Mountains, coast. What about desert golf? The guide mentions places like Arabella. Sounds intense. Sand, heat.
Yeah, it's a unique test. Desert courses really demand precision and smart shot making. You get tricky lies in sandy areas. You need to be
Rate
resourceful.
of problem solving.
Exactly. Every time you pull off a good recovery shot from a tough spot, that's a major deposit in the confidence bank. And just managing the heat itself, staying hydrated, having a solid pre-round plan to stay focused, it builds mental toughness. You feel like you can handle anything after playing well there.
So the varied terrains definitely shape your physical game and build resilience. But let's talk about the mental landscape, the stuff happening between your ears. That's where consistent confidence is really built, isn't it?
Absolutely crucial. The guide puts a lot of weight on strategic mental prep. Visualization, for instance.
Right. Picturing success, like imagining yourself at, say, Sun City, feeling the pressure, but staying calm and executing the shot.
And it's more than just wishful thinking. You're actively picturing it, the feel, the sound, maybe the ball dropping in the cup. You're basically pre-programming your brain for success. It makes it more likely to happen for real. Have you ever found yourself doing that? Playing a tough hole in your head before you even get there.
Oh, all the time. It's like a mental walkthrough. Which leads perfectly into the next point. Effective pre-round routines. Whether you're playing at Durban Country Club or Westlake or your local course, a solid routine can make a massive difference.
Yeah, it can take you from feeling jittery on the first tee to feeling, composed and ready.
So, what makes a routine robust or effective?
Well, It's usually a mix, some physical warm-up tailored to the day, maybe some stretching or light cardio, but also mental clearing. Visualizing your strategy for the first few holes, maybe. Blocking out distractions.
And during the round?
Maintaining focus. Having a little ritual before each shot could be a specific number of practice swings, a deep breath, repeating a key thought. It creates familiarity, comfort, reduces anxiety. Huge confidence booster.
Okay, and the elephant in the room, pressure. Big moments. Maybe not the South African Open for most of us, but a club championship playoff, a tight match with friends. Handling pressure is vital.
It really is. And the guide suggests it's not about avoiding pressure, but reframing it, seeing it as an opportunity, not a threat.
Shifting your mindset.
Exactly, embracing it.
Yeah.
Mindfulness techniques can help you stay present. And practicing under pressure, even if it's just setting up little challenges with your buddies during a practice round, that helps desensitize you. Every time you handle one of those moments well, you prove to yourself you can do it. Confidence grows.
Okay, that mental side is huge. Let's switch gears slightly. Let's talk about, well, gear, equipment. Optimizing it for different conditions was pretty important, according to the guide, especially in a place with such variety like South Africa.
Definitely. Take clubs, for example. Playing the lush garden route versus the drier Kalahari region, or coastal versus inland. It matters.
So how does club selection tie into confidence?
Well, think about those windy coastal courses again. The guide mentions using lower lofted drivers. Why? Less backspin. The ball flies lower, cuts through the wind better, more control. More predictability equals more confidence.
Right. Instead of watching it balloon up and get blown off course.
Exactly. And for tighter tree-lined courses or maybe mountainous areas, you might prioritize clubs that offer more accuracy and control. Getting custom fitted is a big recommendation too. Knowing your clubs are perfectly matched to your swing and your game, that lets you just focus on playing, not worrying if the equipment is holding you back.
Makes sense. And it's not just the clubs, is it? The guide talks about golf balls too. Different climates, like humid Gauteng versus windy Cape Town, might call for different balls.
Spot on. And again, how does this build confidence? If you're playing in windy conditions, a lower spin ball helps keep it straighter, more predictable flight. If you're on a lush course where you need the ball to stop quickly on the greens, maybe a higher spin ball is better for you.
So experimenting is key.
Absolutely. Finding the ball that performs best for you in the conditions you most often play, it just reinforces that feeling of being prepared, that your gear is working with you. It's another psychological plus.
And once you've got the right stuff, you need to look after it. Maintenance.
Yeah, seems basic, but it matters. Clean clubs, especially clean grooves, give you optimal spin and distance control. Worn-out grips, they can lead to tension, maybe poor shots.
Makes you less confident holding the club.
Right. So keeping your gear in top shape isn't just practical, it actually breeds confidence.
Yeah.
You know you've controlled that variable. You step onto the course feeling prepared.
Okay, gear sorted, mind getting there. What about learning from others? That's a universal way to improve. The guide mentions local clinics, maybe at places like Gary Player Country Club or Arabella.
Yeah, and the cool thing there is getting tailored advice. Maybe tips specifically for handling local conditions, but also just common golfing problems. It's not just swing mechanics, it's course management too.
And meeting other golfers.
That's a big part of it too. That sense of community, knowing others are on the same journey, sharing tips. It all helps bolster your confidence. You're not out there alone.
And watching the pros, like at the South African Open or just on TV.
Hugely beneficial. Pay attention not just to their swings, but their decisions. How do they play certain holes? How do they react to a bad shot? How do they handle the pressure?
Adapting their strategies to your own game.
Exactly. You can learn so much about course management and mental toughness just by observing. Plus, being a fan, engaging with the community, it fuels your own passion for improving.
And for more direct help, the guide really advocates for personal coaching, getting lessons from someone who understands different conditions.
Yeah, and the key here is personalized feedback. A good coach sees things you don't, identifies weaknesses, gives you actionable steps.
That accountability.
Right, having that structured approach, seeing tangible improvement. Maybe your short game gets better, or you add distance off the tee that directly fuels confidence. You know you're getting better because the results are there.
Makes sense. So, beyond lessons, just playing regularly on different types of courses seems crucial for ongoing improvement, like exploring diverse regions, whether it's South Africa's Garden Route or Karoo or different courses near you.
It comes back to that adaptability again. The more varied conditions you expose yourself to, different grasses, winds, elevations, green speeds, the more adaptable and resilient you become.
And conquering those challenges builds confidence.
Exponentially. Plus, it just makes golf more interesting, discovering new places, appreciating the unique beauty of each course. It enriches the whole experience.
The guide also suggests joining local clubs, thinking of places like Cape Town Golf Club or Rand Park in SA, but it applies anywhere.
Yeah, joining a club is great. It gives you regular access to play, often structured competitions or events, which are all good for building skills and confidence under a bit of pressure.
And that community aspect again.
Definitely. Camaraderie, learning from others, maybe finding regular playing partners. It provides a supportive environment, a strong foundation for improvement.
And putting those skills to the test in competitions, like at Royal Durban or Glendower.
Competitions are fantastic confidence builders, even if you don't win. Just handling the pressure, executing shots when they matter.
It sharpens your mental game.
Exactly. Every time you navigate a competitive round, maybe post a decent score under pressure, you reinforce that belief in yourself. And again, that community feel, even among competitors, adds to the experience.
The guide also loops back to coaching here, emphasizing how coaches tailor advice for local conditions.
It reinforces that point about ongoing feedback. A coach helps you turn weaknesses into strengths, tracks your progress. Seeing that improvement graph go up, that's pure confidence fuel. Makes you feel ready for anything.
And I love this one. Practicing on signature holes. You know, those famous or infamous holes every great course has. Royal Capes, par 3, Durban Country Club's 18th.
That's a really interesting point. It's about targeted practice. Mastering those specific, often difficult holes requires refining your strategy, club selection, execution under perceived pressure.
Because everyone knows that hole.
Right. So when you conquer it, it feels like a significant achievement. It really boosts your confidence. Plus, those holes often have stories, history. It connects you deeper to the game.
Okay, last big area, and it's one that's easily overlooked. Appreciating the culture of golf.
Practicing local etiquette, say at Glendower or St. Francis Links.
Yeah, why does etiquette matter for confidence?
Because knowing the unwritten rules, pace of play, fixing pitch marks, general sportsmanship, even specific club traditions makes you feel comfortable.
Like you belong.
Exactly.
Here.
You're not worried about making a social faux pas. You can just relax and focus on your game. It contributes to a positive environment for everyone, which indirectly helps your confidence too.
And connecting with the golf community, building relationships at clubs like Cape Town or Centurion.
It's huge. Sharing experiences, getting tips, celebrating small wins together. It creates this supportive network. Learning from more experienced players, feeling that camaraderie, it makes the whole journey more enjoyable and definitely boosts your self-belief on the course.
And finally, just appreciating the beauty of it all. The scenery. Fan courts, greenery, pinnacle points, ocean views.
That's a key takeaway, too. Taking a moment to soak in the stunning surroundings can actually sharpen your focus, calm your nerves.
A mental reset button.
Sort of, yeah. It connects you to the pure joy of being out there playing the game regardless of your score. That positive mindset is incredibly powerful for confidence. Each round in a beautiful place strengthens your mental game in subtle ways.
Wow. Okay, that was a really thorough exploration. So let's try and boil it down. To recap the core pillars for boosting your golf confidence, drawing from the South African perspective, but applying universally. First, playing diverse courses is transformative.
Right. Coastal winds like Fancourt, high altitude like the Drakensberg, desert challenges like Arabella, mountain golf like Simula. Tackling variety builds that crucial adaptability and resilience.
Then there's the huge role of strategic mental preparation. Visualization, like picturing success at Sun City.
Solid pre-round routines, maybe like you'd use a Durban Country Club.
Yeah.
And really learning to embrace pressure, not fear it. Like in a big tournament scenario, universal mental tool.
And optimizing your gear, making sure your clubs suit the conditions, whether it's the Garden Route or the Kalahari.
Choosing the right ball for the climate, Gauteng versus Cape Town, for example, and just keeping everything well-maintained, control the controllables.
And learning from others. Huge value there. Local clinics, like at Gary Player Country Club.
Watching the pros, how they handle things, and definitely investing in personal coaching for that tailored feedback.
And continuous growth through playing. Regular rounds on different courses, joining clubs like Cape Town or Rand Park.
Testing yourself in competitions like at Royal Durban, and even mastering those specific signature holes, like at Royal Cape or Durban Country Club, builds skill and nerve.
And lastly, that often missed piece, appreciating the culture. Etiquette at places like Glendower, connecting with the community.
And letting the sheer beauty of courses like Fancourt or Pinnacle Point enhance your focus and calm, it's about the whole experience.
What really strikes me is how universal these principles are. The South African examples paint a vivid picture, but the strategies, developing skills, building mental toughness, appreciating the game, they apply wherever you swing a club.
Exactly. It's a holistic path to improving not just your golf, but maybe even your approach to challenges in general.
Which leads us perfectly to our final thought for you, the listener, something to mull over. Considering how much mental prep and adapting to varied conditions impacts your golf game, what unexpected area of your life could benefit from a similar deep dive into confidence-building strategies?